The enemy's strategies against the chosen ones by Sister Naomi Amaoka of Japan 2. Beloved brothers and sisters, in June 2020, due to the pandemic that plagued the world, I took the opportunity of the free time in my home to seek the Lord three times a day in regular prayers. Unfortunately, before the suspension of normal activities in my church because of the pandemic, I was punished in my church because Pastor Fukomi that once praised me now made me the number one enemy. Due to the message given to me by the Lord, he sanctioned me for propagating a new doctrine received through the experience that I had in April 2020. Being a member of a Baptist church, our doctrine and teaching were totally contrary to the revelation that the Lord has revealed to me. This message ended up causing serious internal conflict in my traditional Baptist church, for they don't believe in revelations and teach that spiritual gifts contained in the Book of Acts went extinct at the end of the apostolic era. In the late afternoon after returning from the bakery, I was reading the Bible when I began to feel like praying. So I started to pray again. I had the same sensation and feeling like I had on the 19th of April 2020. I was scared to have another experience in hell. But at the same time, I was curious when I heard a voice talking to me. I asked who it was. I heard the voice of the angel that came previously, who told me, "I was sent to reveal to you more about the spirit world and the enemy's strategies against the chosen ones." At that time, I didn't know what was going to happen, and suddenly my spiritual eyes were opened and I saw the angel sent to me. I can only say that he was tall. I could not see his face because of the light emanating from him. He told me the Lord has raised his servants in this country that he will use in order to destroy the enemy's interest in these territories. The angel showed me in a vision my tablet and my notebook opened with my Facebook profile and told me, "Through social networks, the Antichrist will rule the world. He is going to use data collected from users' profiles, and it will be easy for him to capture people in any country in the world. All those who refuse to receive the mark of the beast will be killed, and they will be tracked through social network profile." The angel of the Lord showed me a strange demon of medium size. He had the appearance of a colored lizard. The angel told me, "This is the demon of the social network. He rules and operates in the network, which is the main part of his domain. He reigns over the social networks which were dedicated to him. He is in charge of capturing the attention of people and keeping the people online on social networks for many hours." Brothers, I was surprised because even behind Facebook, there were demons acting to get people to stay online for hours. On that day, I deleted my Facebook profile, and I understood that because of hours spent on Facebook, I had no disposition to pray. Instead of praying, I stay connected online for a long time. Brothers, we must be diligent about our spiritual life because demons are terrible. The strategy of this demon of Facebook and social network is to take our focus away from spiritual things. They are aware that the more we take care of our spiritual life, the less power they have against us. Then the angel showed me another vision and I saw a factory. When we entered, I noticed that it was a shoe factory where they were making many styles of shoes. I saw women buying different models and sizes of high heels shoes. I also saw that these women who bought these high heels shoes were accompanied by a female-looking demon when they were walking in the street. The angel told me right away, "This is the principality of sensuality. Women who buy these high heels shoes are giving legality to this principality of seduction to act in their lives." Then the angel gave me this biblical reference in Isaiah 3:16-17, "Moreover the Lord said, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, and making a tinkling with their feet, 17 therefore the Lord will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their secret parts." I was never taught in my church that it was a sin to wear high heels shoes before. When I had this revelation, I had 6 pairs of high heels which I always wear when I go to church. We left that factory that designs shoes and I saw a clothing store, and there I saw male and female shorts. I saw sexy dresses and sleeveless shirts being designed by various demons. And they were laughing with sarcasm. The angel told me, "The body you have is the abode of the Holy Spirit, and Christians should dress modestly with reserve. Those demons in that store work hard through the fashion so that those chosen ones will fall subtly in worldliness. These demons have succeeded within the church. The angel took me in the vision to another place, and I saw a church that was full. I saw the pastor of this church in the pulpit preaching the prosperity gospel in a campaign. I saw demons around the church and one standing next to the pastor. This was the miracle-working demon. The angel told me, in churches where the truth is not preached, demons work wonders, miracles, and signs in order to deceive the crowds. These ministries are true paths to hell just by not teaching holiness and by turning a blind eye to all the enemy's strategies of vanities against Christians. I asked the angel, how would I face the situation in my church with this new experience? I was concerned about the situation in my church. The pastor disciplined me for he was not believing in any kind of revelations. And on account of this, he wouldn't listen to me. The angel told me, your life has been destined for the ministry and you will be committed for the salvation of souls and you will do a lot of damage to the kingdom of darkness in Asia. You will soon have God's power to cast out demons and authority to evangelize. You need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit to exercise that authority. You will be married to a servant that will be raised as pastor in his ministry and will be sound in doctrine. You will be the missionary and the helper. Only remain a humble servant and don't let pride contaminate you again. Having said this, the angel disappeared into the light and my eyes opened up again. Soon I deleted my Facebook and Instagram profiles. Then I destroyed my 6 pairs of high heels shoes and threw them in the trash bin on the same day. I started to feel uncomfortable dressing in tight clothes and skirts, which led me to throw away some sets of these dresses. 2 days after that experience, I saw a formless, terrible demon that left me and enter in a black fog. While I was in my office in the night, I was scared when he said, don't talk about all these things. If you expose us, we will follow you so that you don't deliver this message. And there will be war. I rebuked that demon in the name of the Lord Jesus. He finally disappeared, emitting a scary laugh, leaving a sense of fear in my room environment. I entered my room to pray intensely until I felt empowered. It was easy for me to seal these messages that were given to me and fight against the demons that have worked against my life. Because of these demons, Asia is a real minefield of demons. And the Lord told me earlier that from Japan He would raise an army of spiritual warriors and watchmen for the liberation of our continent and salvation of many souls. There are many mystical religions that are barriers to the spread of the gospel in Asia. And this requires warriors raised by God to bring down these oppositions. My battles have been constant, but I have the awareness that the Lord is in the command of my life. Time is brief for humanity. We must always do the will of our Lord. Yet when we find that we are in a great battle, we continue to seek the fullness of the Holy Spirit in our lives in order to resist the days of anguish and darkness that may come upon us any moment. We seek holiness and justice every day of our lives without worrying about the consequences. I will be persistent in spreading the message of the Lord tirelessly as His faithful servant.